Lesson 11, Signing a Peace Treaty. This lesson begins on page 69 of your book. This audio text version does not contain the reading of any listed footnotes. The details surrounding the prophetic arrival of the Antichrist are eerily similar to those of when Jesus entered the temple. Recall, there were no specific dates prophesying the actual date for the birth of Christ. The only date we knew for certain ahead of time was when Jesus was prophesied to enter the temple on Palm Sunday. It's different for the Antichrist. We know the time when he's prophesied to enter the temple. And, because we know Jesus' birthday, the birthday of the Antichrist can be found. In the last lesson, the mystery of the 7 + 62 weeks was explained. It took 49 years for Jerusalem to be rebuilt. The Jewish people then waited another 434 years past that date for Messiah to enter the city. He entered via the eastern gate and proceeded directly to the temple. He walked in precisely as prophesied, on the very last day of the 483rd year. Remember, there are 70 weeks mentioned in Daniel. The missing 70th week is a 7-year period in the future. It's called the tribulation. Look again at Daniel, chapter 9, verse 27. And he shall confirm a covenant with the many for 1 week. This 1 week is the 7-year period, which will encompass the time of the prophesied peace treaty. The details of the peace treaty are not given, only that the treaty is confirmed on both parties by the Antichrist. But, in the middle of the 7 years, the Bible tells us that the Antichrist is going to forcefully change the terms of the deal. Look at the next part of verse 27. In the middle of the 7, he will put an end to sacrifice and grain offering. Part of the treaty must involve the Jews being allowed to begin sacrificing and making offerings to God. So, at the midpoint of the tribulation, the Antichrist is going to put an end to sacrificing and grain offering in the temple. The verse goes on to explain the reason it will be done, so he can set up what the Bible calls the abomination that causes desolation. And they will set up the abomination of desolation. The Antichrist himself will enter the temple and erect a statue. It will be a duplicate of himself, and will serve as an idol. This is what the Bible refers to as the abomination that causes desolation. He's going to demand that all the people of the earth bow down and worship his image. Based on painstaking research, as detailed within the Time is Near series of books, the date for this event is June 7, 2037. This date falls exactly 70 years past the incident I refer to as the third wake-up call. Each wake-up call marks the termination of a phase of the Hebrew captivity from ancient times. Each wake-up call falls exactly 2,570 biblical years past each of Nebuchadnezzar's 3 invasions. Using a computer program, I show that each event happened exactly as prophecy predicted, on the very day. The significance of this timing is that on that day, the man known as the Antichrist will enter the city of Jerusalem, pass into the temple, and declare himself to be God. He will then have his forces erect a statue of himself and cause all the world to worship it. This royal entry event comes near the end of his ministry, just as it did for Jesus. Some of you might be wondering how we know all of this. Again, the Bible offers many clues, so a diligent student can figure it out. To begin with, we know that 1/2 of 7 years is 3.5 years, or 42 months. Now, while Jesus was obedient to the word of his Father, he stayed out of the temple until his appointed time. God knows Satan would never agree to do any such thing. God anticipated this problem, and has already planned for its solution. He's going to appoint 2 witnesses to keep the Antichrist out of the temple for the first half duration of the peace deal. The Bible says, God will grant them the authority to protect the temple from all threats, and they will preach from that locale for 1,260 days. By the way, the Bible also defines this time period as 42 months. This is a dual prophecy. God knows that 1260 days is not the exact midpoint of 7 years. Instead, He's used it to give us the exact day the Antichrist will enter the temple. In the same manner, there are 84 months in 7 years, with 42 indeed, being the halfway point. It's also interesting to see that John gives us some details of what's in the peace treaty. First off, the Jews will not be able to include the outer court as part of their rebuilt temple. John is told, "Do not measure it." This indicates the Jews will cede control over that portion of the temple, as part of the peace treaty. John explains, "For it has been given to the nations. The remainder of the Temple Mount will be declared open to everyone from any nation. I know it will be difficult for Israel to agree to lift restrictions, and open the Temple Mount to all people. But they are going to do it." It says the nations will tread the holy city underfoot for 42 months. The signing of this peace treaty is what God will use to identify the person who is the Antichrist. If you are alive to witness that event, you'll have no doubt as to his identity. Just as Jesus walked down the road leading to the Golden Gate, on the exact day God said Messiah would arrive, those witnessing this event will be certain as well. Good news, the Bible gives us enough information to know the date of the signing of this peace treaty. We know the two witnesses will appear at some point, shortly after the date of the signing. They will protect the temple for 1260 days. We need one more event to set the time for us. We find it in Daniel, chapter 12, verse 11. From the time that the regular sacrifice is turned aside, and the abomination that causes desolation is set up, there will be 1290 days. The Jews are going to pause their temple sacrifice in some manner, just prior to the signing of the peace deal. They will make the adjustment, as a show of good faith. This explains the different dates, between the appearance of the two witnesses, and the signing and execution of the treaty. Knowing this information, we can then calculate the date for the signing of the peace treaty. It will be exactly 1290 days, prior to the Antichrist setting up a statue, inside the Holy of Holies, in the Jewish temple. All that's required is simple math. The resulting date falls on November 26, 2033. The two witnesses will appear on the last day of Hanukkah, which falls on December 24 of the year 2033. The signing of the seven-year treaty will confirm the identity of the Antichrist before the entire world. But that doesn't stop us from knowing who he is today. So, why waste 15 years waiting for the man of evil when you can know who he is today? Lesson 11, Questions for Discussion. Question 1, what is the reason for God choosing to give us the date for the arrival of the Messiah? Question 2, what is the significance of the missing 70th week for the Hebrew nation? Question 3, why will the Antichrist end the temple sacrifices in the middle of the 70th week? Fully explain your answer. Question 4, what does the phrase, "set up the abomination of desolation," really mean? Question 5, what date will the Antichrist enter the temple? Why is this date important? Question 6, Jesus was revealed to the world when he entered the temple on Palm Sunday. When will the Antichrist be revealed? Explain. Question 7, what is the date for the signing of the peace treaty between Israel and the Arabs? Explain how it was calculated. Question 8, the world will have total access to the Temple Mount area for 42 months. Why do you suppose Israel would agree to this provision of the peace treaty? Chapter 2, Study Notes. This space is available within your book to make any notes you might want to record concerning any material from Chapter 2. Chapter Memory Verse. We recommend you commit this verse to memory. Write it out on a flashcard, with the biblical reference on one side, and the verse on the other. God blesses those who hide the word of the Lord in their heart. Daniel, chapter 9, verse 24. 70 weeks have been decreed for your people and your holy city, to finish the transgression, to make an end of sin, to make atonement for iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness, seal up vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy place. Congratulations on finishing chapter 2. When you're ready, you can proceed on to chapter 3, the Hebrew Antichrist. If you're listening using the website, just hit the back button twice, on your browser, to return to the table of contents page. Then click on the button adjacent to chapter 3. Next, click on the adjacent blue box, for chapter 3, the Hebrew Antichrist. When it opens, click on the teal colored box entitled, Chapter 3 Overview, to hear an introduction for the chapter. If you're listening to the book on a computer or tablet, manually selecting which lesson to listen to next, click on the File Explorer to pull up the thumb drive menu. Then, click on the box for Chapter 3, labeled 3.0, the Hebrew Antichrist, to hear the next lesson.